Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now. From Vancouver to Halifax, Flin Flon to Estevan, he's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show on a Wednesday, July the 10th. We are in the bunker for episode number 28 of the Rod Peterson Show, coming to you from the heart of the Canadian prairies, right in the middle of it all. On a beautiful, hot summer day. These are the kind of days that you buy Jeeps for, you know? And it is Jeep season. It's been fun. I'm sitting here with my share, Darren DuPont.
Why do I got to be share?
Because I'm Sonny, your share.
Fair enough.
Darren DuPont here. As you can tell, giggling already, Addison Richards.
I'm surprised I got that joke. You know, I'm not.
I'm not. Yeah, you're not that old. That's right. Sonny and Cher had been retired 20 years by the time you were born. Former first-round pick of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, U of R Rams star, Sheldon Williams Spartan star, joining us here in the bunker to talk a little football and all kinds of things that come up. Along the way today, couple of TSN personalities, the voice of the Hamilton Tiger Cats, Marshall Ferguson, will be joining us via video chat. We think TSN Montreal's Joey Alfaro will be joining us. We had a connection problem yesterday out of Montreal. We think we got that fixed. From Hobo Donuts. I'm right in saying Hobo Donuts?
Yeah.
I've never actually had them. Are you a fan?
I haven't had them either. No, I'm kind of...
Stick around.
I'm still loyal to a place in Winnipeg, but they look all right.
Stick around
today.
They
look all right.
Well... Hobo Donuts. Jimmy Schimmel is the guy's name. Jimmy Schimmel is coming by to drop off Hobo's Donuts, which I appreciate that. And we're going to talk a little soccer with Vancouver soccer aficionado Simon Fudge. He's another Regina guy who doesn't live here anymore, but he's in town for a wedding. It's not only Jeep season, it's wedding season. If you've noticed, everybody's getting married now. People tired of being happy all over the place, getting married. And Simon's home for that, and he's going to pop in here and join the show. So, as Clark, our producer, said, Fudge and Donuts, his kind of show. This is the warm-up. I got a lot of things I want to get to, including today's daily poll. I'll just blurt it out right now. The results of yesterday's poll, is Kawhi Leonard an NBA legend or a Raptors legend? It was split right down the middle, guys, 50-50.
Wow.
50-50. The respondents saying that. Today, the daily poll for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center, who has the best all-star game? NBA, MLB, NFL, or NHL? We're talking about this, of course, because the American League beat the National League last night 4-3 for its 7th straight win in the Midsummer Classic. What's the best All-Star game? Vote on it now on our Twitter feed, at Rod Peterson Show. What would you guys answer to that? For me, it takes some thinking.
Yeah, it does. I need some more time to think about this.
For sure. I think right away you can take NFL off of there, because I think that's more or less...
Flag football?
That's dead.
Yeah.
I've always liked the NBA. They need to get the stars back in the dunk contest, though.
Agreed.
To really bring it back and elevate it to what it was.
See, it's funny you say that. You're still thinking, Dupes, before you answer?
Yeah.
Because I voted for the NBA. I'm with you, Addy.
Yeah.
You haven't voted yet?
I think so, too. The thing is, are we taking in the whole weekend and the skills competitions and all that kind of stuff? I really like the NFL's day of skills when they're having fun and they're relaxed. That in the sun, that's kind of neat. I've always loved the NHL skills competition as a kid. That was my favorite part of the weekend. And the Home Run Derby was great.
That was very entertaining.
You know, and here's just a comment on everybody's on why was Vlad even in the Home Run Derby? Because he's not in the All-Star game. I don't think that's what it's about. I think when I'm watching the NHL skills competition, I want to see the fastest skater, the hardest shot in the league, regardless of whether they're in the All-Star game or not. So I want to see those guys out.
So you haven't got a vote
So
yet.
I still don't have a vote. That's my long way of saying I don't have a clue.
I voted for the NBA because of the weekend. That's a really good point, what you make. you know, are they allowed to use props anymore? Because they used to have the props, right? They would be throwing the basketball out the sunroof of the car and stuff like that. And I enjoy that. My vote is for the NBA, but you can vote at Rod Peterson Show, plus our website, rodpeterson.com, or on Facebook. But guys, I gotta get to this. I am on cloud nine this morning. And I gave you some of the Coles notes of the reason why. Just before we went off the air yesterday, I had a note on my Twitter feed from Tory Gurley, the former NFLer, former Argo, saying, Rod, can you hit me up? I have some questions about radio and podcasts. My immediate thinking is, how the hell do you even know who I am? But this morning, he DM'd me his phone number in South Carolina, and we talked for half an hour. This is the thing. He tells me that his fiance is from Regina, and he says, I'm getting into radio. I'm working with ESPN Radio. I'm doing South Carolina football broadcasts, and my fiance tells me that you're the man, so teach me. And I'm thinking, it's not April 1st. Something doesn't sound right here. And he laughed, and he goes, no. My fiance, Kim, is a Hubik from Regina. And I'm like, well, I know at least 300 Hubiks. So I looked them up on Facebook. She doesn't look like the Hubiks I know. Right, Murray and Tim and Scott. She's in Toronto. That's where they met. They're getting married. She's a great gal. And anyways, he's going to be doing sidelines on the South Carolina games. And then he's covered some NFL for Fox Sports 1. Things are just happening. And he's on the Paul Feinbaum show on ESPN, which nobody up here knows who he is. But he's a huge deal. Does a show just on SEC football. That's it. Has millions of viewers. And he's on that. So he's going to come on this program and be our NFL CFL insider, Tory Gurley. And I'm just still somewhat blown away that this all happened. And actually, the funny thing was, I said, well, what questions do you have? And he said, well, you used to do a show, Kim said, where at Tony Roma's and the players would come down and you'd interview them, the Rough Riders. And I said, yeah, somebody was watching? He's like, yes, breaks out laughing. He goes, you never know who's watching, which you never know who's watching.
Right.
Right?
Totally.
And he goes, well, I'd like to do that down here in South Carolina and get the Gamecocks players out, you know, and talk after the game maybe and do a show, but we can't buy them lunch. And Addy, this is what you've been in pro football long enough to know what your comrades from the States went through. Tory says you can't even buy a guy lunch in the NCAA anymore. I mean, what do you know about that? It's gone too far.
It's really gone too far. Like, something as simple as a meal is some sort of violation that's going to set a player back. Like, that's crazy. You're just feeding the guy. You're just trying to help him out.
Lunch.
Exactly.
You know why those institution or those rules have been instituted, because people have gone way too far, right, with gifts in the past.
Right.
But lunch, you can't even buy a player lunch. So, anyways, we talked a little bit about In the Huddle. And I said, if you're going to do sidelines for the Gamecocks, you're going to do the second hardest job there is in the broadcasting business. And I think I've done them all. Number one is what I'm doing right here. Number two is sidelines, and I've done it. That was a great chat we had that day with Claire Hanna here from the CFL on TSN Sideline. It's a very difficult job to do, but he's going to do that for ESPN Radio, and I'm excited to have him on this program to be our NFL CFL insider.
Well, it's funny when you told me that this morning, and when I started seeing that he was, you know, approaching the show and approaching you and the social media, I started thinking, you know, that 2015 Argos team was pretty good. And I started looking at the names, and I started remembering, you know, he had that great receiving year. I think he had 800 yards that year, 10 touchdowns. But, like, the names that are on this team, Trevor Harris, Ricky Ray, Adrian McPherson, were all quarterbacks on that team, and Mitchell Gale, all names we know here. Vidal Hazelton, Tory Gurley, Chad Owens, Deontay Spencer, Anthony Coombs, Dave Stala, Kenny Shaw.
How do they not win at all?
Brandon Whitaker, Chad Kackert, Curtis Steele in the running in the backfield. It was a kind of a who's who. Andre Dury. That's just on the offensive side of the football.
Well,
they were good.
Let me pause for 1 second. Addison, you said, and football is family. Football is tightly woven. And you spent some time with Tory Gurley in Winnipeg. So tell us as much as you can about that.
Yeah, he was kind of a late season addition, just kind of for the playoff push in 2016 there. And he was coming off that great season, kind of where they had that triplet of receivers there. And big body guy. big personality that you've kind of got to experience. And
just this morning.
Yeah. So he was kind of only there for the rest of that season. But yeah, I'm excited that he's kind of found a passion and going after it.
Oh, absolutely. And I got to tell this funny story, which blew your mind because you haven't been around Chris Jones, right? You've heard the stories,
but
you haven't
heard the tales. Yeah.
Right. So Tori Gurley on the phone this morning. Watch your toes, by the way, guys. I'm going to drop some names here. Tori said, he goes, look, I could go to South Carolina training camp and be around, but I've been offered to come up and just apprentice at Browns training camp. He played for the Browns. And he goes, what do you think I should do? And I said, I think you should go. In life, when somebody opens a door for you, walk through it. Don't be too shy. You'll regret it if you don't. And he goes, well, you're right. And Baker Mayfield's there and OBJ. And I said, yeah, and Chris Jones. And he goes, all right. He goes, I got a great Chris Jones story. I said, everybody does. What's yours? And he said that after his NFL career, he accepted an offer to go down to Dodger Town in Vero Beach and try out for the Eskimos. And you guys already heard this story, but I'm going to tell it for our viewers and our listeners. So he's out there with 150 players at Dodger Town, and Jones says, go run a 40. And Tori Gurley says, I ran a 40 at the combine. My number is of record. I'm not running it. And Jones says, okay, we'll go participate in one-on-ones. And Gurley says, I'm probably going to run 3, 4, 5 reps, and that'll be it, and make the team. 3 hours later, they're still going. And Gurley says, I'm done. Coach, it's 50 degrees out here. If you haven't seen what you need to see, I'm done. And Jones says, you walk off this field, you'll never play in the CFL. And Gurley said, kiss my ass, coach, and left and went down to Miami for the night. He ends up making the Argos, and the first game of the year is against the Eskimos. And Tori scores the game-winning touchdown for the Argos, runs by the Eskimos bench in front of Jones, and Jones gives him the finger. And I'm like, I have no problem believing that story. Not what most people wouldn't believe that. I believe every single word of it.
100%.
And we had a big old laugh at that story. So anyways, appreciate that. Do we have to go to a break? Clark, that's the deal. And then we got a guest, I believe, on video chat after this, but we do. It's the warm-up. Addison Richards with us. Darren DuPont in the bunker. We'll be right back. You're watching on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio.
Employee pricing is back.
Yeah, it's my favorite time of the year.
You pay what I pay.
We get amazing discounts when we buy a car.
And this month, you can too.
Car, truck, SUV, doesn't matter.
You pay what we pay.
Get savings up to $19,000 on new Ford F-150s. They're starting as low as $32,999 plus tax, and no one has more of them than Capital Ford.
It's like you work here,
but you don't have to.
You pay what we pay!
Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Lay back and kicking it. Let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Wednesday morning sports update. For one night, the pitchers took back the power. Justin Verlander blazed 97-mile-an-hour heat. Shane Bieber and Aroldis Chapman each struck out the side. And the American League beat the National 4-3 for its 7th straight win in the All-Star game. The AL pitching staff struck out 16 batters in all. It's led to our daily poll question for Capital Auto Mall and Universal Collision Center. Who has the best All-Star game? MLB, NBA, NFL, or NHL. Vote now on our Twitter feed at Rod Peterson Show. The NFL International Combine is headed to Germany for the first time. The showcase is similar to the annual NFL Combine that takes place in Indy after the Super Bowl, with the goal of trying to discover and evaluate potential NFL talent internationally. Up to 50 athletes will be selected to go through a series of tests in Cologne on October 19th. I certainly hope that the European players get up to speed soon, or at the very least the Mexican players. But with my rant the other day on CFL 2.0, I did have an agent text me last night and said it needed to be said. I don't think it may be popular in some regions, but these players right now just can't play in the CFL. That's my take. Addison Richards in studio with us. Darren DuPont as well in the bunker. We're going out on video chat to Montreal right now. Joey Alfieri joins us from TSN 690 Radio of the Alouettes broadcast. Joey, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, Rod. How are you?
Hey, we're great. We're great. Listen, upset city last week in Montreal. I was following your broadcast and what was obviously watching the game. And the Alouettes stunned the Ticats 36-31. That looked like the best night in Montreal football in a few years.
It was fun again, Rod. Like, just being at the stadium for all these games. I mean, there's a lot of times, even when they did win, you know, they won on, I remember there was a game last year, they won on the last second, a missed field goal by Toronto. And there was a couple of other wins down the stretch when they were kind of already out of it here and there. But, I mean, just for the most part, it hasn't been fun going to Molson Stadium in a while. And you really got the sense for the first time in a really long time that people, they came out, they enjoyed themselves. It was a perfect night. And, I mean, it's not just that the Alouettes won. It's that they scored 36 points, which is, you know, more than we're accustomed to here in Montreal as of late. And they saw a young player in William Standback take over and run for over 200 yards. And I think people just, you know, people come here to go to games and they want to be entertained and they want to see something phenomenal. And I think that's what they got in William Standback. I know the Owls made a lot of mistakes and there's a lot for them to clean up. But I think people are just excited about seeing a youngster, a new face of the franchise, potentially. We're not there yet, but potentially. And it was huge. I mean, it was big. And I feel like going into Saturday's game here in Ottawa, it's even bigger because you want to keep the positive momentum going.
Well, we heard comparisons to Mike Pringle. And why wouldn't you after a three-touchdown performance by Steinbeck? But you follow the Owls so closely. I mean, we're all happy for Kahari Jones. We know him well. How bad has it been? And what kind of job has Kahari done since taking over a month ago?
Well, look, I think the biggest challenges coming in to the season for this team, I had picked them to finish second in the East before the start of the season, but I had kind of anticipated them getting off to a slow start just because Kahari only had 6 days before the start of the season when he took over. And then they have Bob Slowick, who Mike Sherman brought in. It was a guy that, you know, they worked together in the NFL. So he was brought in to be a defensive coordinator here this year. And he has no CFL experience, right? And that's really tough when you don't have any experience in the league. You know that there's going to be ups and there's going to be downs. And you can tell by the amount of yardage they've given up through 3 weeks that, you know, this is going to still be a work in progress. But, I mean, with Kahari, I think he's gotten the guys to kind of buy in a really short period of time. And I think it helps that he was here calling the offensive plays last year. But I think that you look at, you know, you talk to a lot of the guys and you look at them and you ask them and they say, yeah, you know, Kahari, he's a different cat because he's been here. He's played at this league. He's played at a very high level in this league for a while. So they know that he kind of understands what they're going through, which is maybe something that Mike Sherman didn't necessarily have coming from the NFL, where, you know, you're coaching the NFL, you don't talk to every player on the roster. You know, it's not that you don't have that same openness that you do in the CFL. So I think just the fact that, you know, Kahari's been a player, he's played at you know, at a very high level in this league, I think he relates better. And look, there's still a work in progress, like I said, offensively, defensively, and special teams. But there's a lot to build on here through the first 3 weeks.
Joey, it's Darren DuPont here. You know, where is this team at? Because here in Saskatchewan, I mean, the Riders put together two good performances. I mean, yeah, the loss to Ottawa, but then the win. And so everybody was excited, and now we're a contender, and we're going to beat Calgary, and we're right back down to earth. So you want to be excited that football is great again in Montreal. How excited are you that this now can continue?
Well, I mean, I don't know how excited I am. You need to still... I mean, they've got to show me that they can go into Ottawa and win. And then they played a close game in Edmonton at the beginning of the year, but they ultimately they end up losing. So Edmonton's coming back here in a couple of weeks. And then they go on their second bye week of the season. So their games have kind of been spread out because they were on bye in week two. They haven't really had any short weeks so far. But we know that since they're spread out now, the games coming up here in the second half of the year are going to be a lot tighter. There's going to be some quicker turnarounds. And, I mean, even before we get there, I mean, I've got to see. I think this week, like I said before, I think this week is going to be very telling. Ottawa's coming off a stinker at home against Winnipeg. You know that they're going to be hungry to bounce back. But the Alouettes go to Ottawa in the last couple of years, and they've played pretty well. Antonio Pipkin started a game there last year, and they ended up winning that game in Ottawa. So I think, you if you're an Alouettes fan, you need to kind of just temper the expectations right now, and you still need to kind of be in wait-and-see mode because, yeah, you got one big win against Hamilton, which definitely was huge, not easy. But can you keep this going? This is a young team that hasn't won a lot of games in quite some time. So do they know how to win week in, week out? Do they know what it takes every week to get the job done? I'm not sure that they're there yet, but they have something to build on. And that's the encouraging thing. That's something they didn't have coming into the season or through the first 2 weeks. So I think, people are excited, but they're more positive than they were, but that's not very hard to beat. But I still think I'm still in a kind of wait and see approach here heading into this game and then just in the weeks beyond.
Last one for Joey Alfieri from TSN 690 Montreal. Antonio Pipkin on the shelf for a while. VA, we had him here. Great guy, but a minuscule guy, Joey. I couldn't believe what he did the other night. Athletically, he's phenomenal, but he's just so small. Do you think he can be a number one guy sustained in this league?
No, I don't see it. I think it's even beyond the size, Rod. I think the decision making is just too up and down. I think he's the type of guy where he's perfectly suited to be the backup quarterback. Where what we saw against Edmonton when Pipkin came out in week one because of that ankle injury, Vernon Adams came in and he kind of threw the defense off balance there for the Edmonton Eskimos, and he made things happen. I think he can be your starter in a short window. But I don't think that's the guy you want leading your football team week in and week out. So Antonio Pipkin struggled in that half of football that he played in Edmonton, but he's 23 years old. I think the upside is so much higher with Pipkin. I think he's already more polished. And I think the upside, like I said, is higher. So Vernon Adams, he's been good. He's been good enough to win one, maybe two of the first three games, even though they only have one win to show for it. But I think, if you're looking long term, I think you want to do a little bit, not necessarily better, but I think you want somebody with a little more polish, a little more upside. So Vernon Adams could be in my quarterback room any day of the week. I just look elsewhere for a starting quarterback. I think they have that in Pipkin. Now it's just a question of Kahari being able to develop him and get the most out of him here starting whenever he returns.
Joey, great stuff. Enjoy that game this week and all of your support. Thank you for that here on this program as we get rolling, and we'll do this again soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Joey Alfieri, TSN 690 Montreal. We haven't put the poll up this week for what is Canada's game of the week, but I'm starting to think it could be Ottawa-Montreal, an East Division collision. Addison Richards is here, former first-round pick of the Blue Bombers, spent a couple seasons there. And Addy, you can pull your headphones off now if you want, Addison. On the Bombers, I was on TSN Winnipeg radio yesterday. They're very excited in Winnipeg. And why wouldn't they be?
Are they still dropping the G word on you?
Oh, you're following that, are you? No, they're not. They backed off.
They backed off
that.
A bit?
Yeah, they backed off on the Grey Cup word. Maybe just for when they're talking to me.
Just maybe, because they know it irks you.
But you've been inside that organization. Take me inside where you think they are right now at 3-0.
Well, ever since Mike took over in, 2014, I believe was his
Sounds
first
right.
year. They've been working towards this, and they've been slowly, methodically adding the pieces that they want, and letting the pieces go that kind of aren't buying into to what they want to do. And every year they say it's the year, but it really feels like this is the year. I mean, you have Matt Nichols healthy, you have Andrew Harris healthy, you have a lot of threats in the receiving core, and then on defense, anchored by Biggie, they're playing pretty well. And you add in the special teams aspect that Mike is so well known for. They're really dangerous in all three phases. And as long as they take it that one week at a time approach, which Mike has them doing pretty much all the time. They're going to be dangerous, and this could be really their big year for a run.
How badly do they want this in Winnipeg?
Oh, real bad.
Yeah.
Oh, they've been hungry for it. They've been thirsty for it. They've had a team that they can be proud of for the last few years.
Yeah.
But for that fan base, that's just not enough. They need to have that championship.
And can you blame them?
You can't blame them. It's been a long time. No, and I remember growing up being a fan here when it had been a while, and then in 07 they go and get one, and it was pandemonium, and everybody's kind of back on and excited. So really pulling for them. They've endured a lot of criticism over the years, so if they can have a big run at a cup this year, they can kind of silence that, I think.
Well, we're not even a third of the way through the season, but this is how I see things shaking down. Calgary and Winnipeg are on the upper echelon up here, and now it's Edmonton, BC, Saskatchewan fighting for third and fourth. You know what? That's fine. That means the Riders are in it, right? And we've had years where you've been out of it by the end of July, i.e. 2015 and Darren blowing his Achilles. So, Addison, in the minute we have left, your take on the Riders here at 1-3.
I don't think it's time to push the panic button. No. I think everybody was freaking out about Cody's performance, a guy that I actually played in the Shrine game with, so I kind of know what he's about. It was a 15-10 game at one point. It was still very much in the balance, and then they started to snowball and go on a run of touchdowns. So not time to push the panic button. I think we ride it out with Fajardo. I think he's a good young talent that you can build, something that the Riders haven't really done. They've had to rely on bringing in a guy like Zach to kind of bridge the gap between getting a young guy in. So I think you ride out with Cody and go from there.
Addison's doing some coaching now, but I think, Darren, he does have a future in the media business.
That's the most level-headed evaluation of the football game we've seen in 5 days.
He's the first guy that I've heard use the term bridge quarterback for Zach. It's like a bridge contract like you hear in hockey, and you're totally right. He's the bridge. It took Addison Richards to figure it out. He's a smart guy, but I didn't realize that smart. Thank you, Addy.
All right, very well.
You got a home here in the bunker as long as you want to be an analyst of the CFL and U Sports, by the way. I believe we're going to Hamilton next. We do need to take a timeout. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio.
Enjoying the show? Why not join the team? We're exploding and in the market for a new top six forward. Have sales experience and ready to join a new team? Free agency is open and we want to hear from you or your agent. Send us an email to careers@dupontmedia.ca and submit your resume today. Do you have what it takes?
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Oh, yeah. He's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the program, everybody, on a Wednesday morning, wherever you may be listening in. Good morning, good afternoon, or to our 19 viewers, listeners in Norway. Good evening. Hey, dupes. We got the analytics the other day.
Yeah.
Canada, U.S., Norway. The top three countries for viewership. And Toronto came in yesterday as the third highest viewership.
They're on the podium. It's great.
Toronto's got the bronze. And Addison Richards here in the bunker with us this morning on this bright sunny day in southern Saskatchewan. We're going out to the GTA right now. I think Hamilton's in the greater Toronto area. The voice of the Tiger Cats, Marshall Ferguson, joins us on video chat. How you doing, Marsh?
I'm good, Ronnie. It's good to connect with you guys.
Before we delve into the CFL talk, I asked Addison Richards here if he was a hockey guy at all, and he said no, football and basketball. In the break, we were talking about Masai Ujiri, the Raptors GM, saying that, hey, we'll find the next Kawhi. We're not concerned. I know that you've been following that run. You were at the championship parade. Did not have great an ending for you. Talk about that day, if you don't mind, and where you're at with the Raptors here trying to defend next season.
Yeah, the Raptors are an interesting case in trying to move on from the big one-off to the next evolution of your team, right? And I find it so intriguing in any sport, it doesn't really matter. You get an opportunity to see the way that Masai Ujiri built that team, and he found the pieces, and he pieced it together over time. If you look at the roster from 2012, 2013, 2014 to what it became in 2018, it's a disaster in 2013 compared to what it was by 2018, 2019. And that's just because of the way he was able to build piece by piece. So where I stand with them, I would say at this point is that they are a playoff lock. I think they're still a top four team in the East, depending on what happens with Russell Westbrook, maybe going to Miami. You might be looking at a team where Jimmy Butler and Russell Westbrook and Dion Waiters either are great or they're a complete disaster. So I think that that's interesting. Philadelphia is still legitimate. Any time that they have Embiid and Simmons there, I mean, especially if Simmons ever figures out how to shoot a jump shot, which would be nice for him. And then Boston's always going to be relevant. Milwaukee got weaker, but they're still good. Indiana's on their way up. So I think more than anything, if we are going to lose Kawhi, I want it to be in something that will allow the rest of the league to prosper. And I think the most baller thing that Kawhi Leonard did was he didn't just go, okay, I want to play with Anthony Davis and play with LeBron James and go to the Lakers. He said, no, I'm going to do it in your building. I'm going to take Paul George, the guy that you wanted last year in free agency that you couldn't get. I'm going to piece together all these things. I'm going to get Patrick Beverley, all these defenders, and we're going to not only play in your building, but we're just going to beat you up. And oh, by the way, we're 7 years younger and we're going to run you into the ground. And I feel like that's amazing because it's opened up the entire NBA where he's basically given the middle finger to LeBron James intentionally and said, yeah, I'm going to do this my way. You go sit over there with the Lakers and with all the circus. I'll be here with the Clippers. We've never won anything. That's perfect. That's who I am. That's Kawhi Leonard. So I think that's kind of where I'm at with the Raptors is if Kawhi's going to leave, I'm glad that he at least shook up the NBA and didn't just decide to make a super team. And then my parade day, I'll never forget it. And honestly, I'll get to the bad ending of the parade that you alluded to earlier in a second. But for me, that day was the most remarkable thing I've ever been a part of in sports. It was whatever the number was. I've seen 2 million. I've seen 3 million. I mean, it doesn't matter what the number was. The fact was, I did my morning radio show in Hamilton, and then I got on the GO train in Aldershot, just outside Burlington, and took the train in, and I was with Raptors fans from the second we got on the train, and we were late. Like, we were supposed to be really late, but we were all, you know, on our phones going through as the parade's going on. Are we going to be late? Where are they at? Where are they at? Has the parade started yet? Everybody was locked in. Everybody was having drinks on the train. Everybody was celebrating on the train. I was there with my girlfriend. I had friends from Alberta that made their way in just to go to the parade that work up north in Fort McMurray. And it was an amazing, it was the happiest thing I think I've ever been a part of. And people were waiting for hours and hours and hours in the sun, in the burning hot sun in downtown Toronto, the asphalt jungle down there in the GTA. And nobody cared because everybody just wanted to watch Marc Gasol chug a bottle of wine. And it was the funnest thing I think I've ever been a part of. Now, the end was, of course, disappointing because I was about 100 meters away from where the shooting happened that, of course, got picked up and became international news. And, you know, there's 1.5 million people there. Jack Armstrong said this to me when I talked to him the day afterwards. He said, there's 1.5 million people in and around Nathan Phillips Square in that moment. It took one knucklehead to ruin it for a lot of people, right? And I'm glad nobody was killed. That stuff is way too common. It was scary as all hell because I think we've all seen what happened in Vegas. We've all seen what's happened in a variety of different places where you think you're going somewhere, you're safe, you're celebrating with a group of people. And the thing that really irked me was I had a young woman that was on top of my shoulders, might have been 6, 8 years old, somewhere in there. And she was yelling, you know the pregame introductions that they do, Rod, where they have, you know, you, from North Philly to your city, number 7, Kyle Lowry, they call him the Claw, number 2, Kawhi, all of that. She was yelling that at the top of her lungs as the introductions were happening. And she's the biggest Raptors fan ever. I'm like, you know what? Like, this team is brought together. It doesn't matter race, ethnicity, gender, sexual orientation. It doesn't matter. Everybody was there celebrating. And then shots rang out behind us. And we said, F this. We're gone. And we just, we turned and we ran. And we actually went all the way down to Exhibition Station because the city got thrown into mayhem. I know it didn't get picked up much by the coverage of the actual parade and all that and during the celebration, which I would expect, you know, Sportsnet, TSN, they're not going to log in and say, hey, look, there's a shooting happening at the back. But it felt like we just had to get the hell out of there. So it was a weird ending to an unbelievable day and an even better spring, because following that team since I was a kid, it was one of the happiest moments I've ever had in sports.
Okay, good. Well, good answer, by the way, and I appreciate that's a, I would say, a good story, not really a good way of telling it.
Varied, yes.
Yeah, there you go. I didn't know how to say that. What happened to the Ticats last week? That's what everybody's waiting for.
Yeah, they got blown off the ball, I think is the simplest way of putting that one. It was up front. I went back through and watched it a couple of times afterwards, and William Stanback was really good, but that offensive line up front, whether it was Luke Brodeur, Jourdain coming back into the game before he took his coaching job this week, or if it was just the young guys like Tyler Johnstone up front or Trey Rutherford, the number 2 overall pick from last year, blowing the Ticats off the line. Teddy Laurent, as you know, Rod, he's a hell of a defensive tackle. He anchors anybody in this league. He had some trouble. He had some trouble up front. Even Christian Matt was kind of blowing him off the ball at point of attack. And then as we saw, William Stanback, he's powerful enough to run between the tackles. But when he gets upfield, he shows off the wheels and he ran away from people. So that was a concern. Something that I think is a little bit underrated in all of this, and not to make an excuse in any way for the way that Hamilton's offense was out of sync for a long time. But when Sean Thomas Erlington went down, some people said, well, it's a shot, you know, to the morale, or it made them kind of emotionally upset. I think it tangibly had an effect on the way that Tommy Condell was calling the game, because what they had in that obviously you wouldn't know unless you're in the facility, like a lot of people aren't, is that Anthony Coombs was going to play a ton of snaps in that game, but he was going to play them with Sean Thomas Erlington. And the idea behind that was, in a short week going against the same team that you just beat up on, you need to be able to find a new flavor, something different that you can throw at them. And the simplest thing that Tommy Condell came up with was, well, Coombs already knows a bunch of my stuff from when he was with me with the Argonauts last year, the last couple of years. And Sean Thomas Erlington has turned into this revolutionary star all of a sudden very quickly for the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Why not put them both on the field, have a dual threat where if you have them both in the game, you're essentially in two back, right? Which is the idea that you guys have had in the past in Saskatchewan when Spencer Moore from McMaster was the fullback out there and then any number of running backs. The idea was be in two back, but be in two back in a way where you can run the ball with, you know, guy leading through the hole or multiple options or option plays for Masoli, which he's very, very good at, or you can empty them out and now you're 3x3 or you're 4x2 and you're in an empty set. It was going to be this crazy dual threat thing where they had this entire set. And I talked to Anthony Coombs about it. I said, did you guys have more in? And he said, yeah, that was like a huge chunk of our game plan, was being able to actually mix and match and confuse Montreal and make Enoch Mwamba cover in space because they didn't think he could run with any of these guys. And then all of a sudden, Sean Thomas Erlington goes out, your game plan changes, and you are back to being in square one where you're saying, okay, we got to go back to the basics because Malik Irons isn't really ready for a varied package like that where you're working in complicated motions through the backfield. But having two CFL veterans in Thomas Erlington and Coombs, they thought they were ready for that. So they got blown off the ball, but they also had their offense not able to call what they actually wanted to. And then that just led to Masoli being out of sync. And we all saw what happened from there.
Certainly you have a guy like Masoli who can shoulder the load as a passer, but it helps having that run game. So I guess who do you see sliding into that number one tailback spot?
Yeah, I think Coombs is going to be the guy. Addison, I don't think he's going to be the guy for the entire remainder of when Sean Thomas Erlington is out. I think you're going to see a variety. I think Cameron Marshall, who Saskatchewan fans are very familiar with, is going to be someone that'll take a big chunk of that as well. He's coming back. I'm sitting right now at Tim Hortons Field, bringing guests live to practice right there.
Nice. For you,
but I think Cameron Marshall will be back off of being injured, and so you're likely to see him get into the fold sooner rather than later, and that it's going to be Coombs, it's going to be Irons. They've got Jackson Bennett as well, the former defensive back, who does have some running back experience in his resume from the University of Ottawa. He'll get some touches as well. I think when they made the decision to go national at this roster spot, then they made the decision, the commitment that, okay, we're going to bring in a Cameron Marshall who can contribute on special teams so we can still dress him, but we also need to make sure that we have some type of depth and that the players need to be of a similar skill set in that depth, because you're not going to exactly go out and get, you know, a big, bulky, fullback-style guy and throw him in the backfield with a skinny scat back and say, there, we're fixed, we're all national. No, you can't build your roster that way. So it was really a blessing when the Argonauts decided to let go of Anthony Coombs, because if they didn't let him go, I'm not sure what the Ticats would be doing right now, because Malik Irons is a very aggressive downhill runner. He's only had one pass attempted to him. He has zero catches on the year. Anthony Coombs is essentially a running back from the University of Manitoba, which I don't have to tell you guys this, but from the University of Manitoba, and then he becomes a slot back when he gets drafted high by the Toronto Argonauts. Well, he was kind of forced into that role. He's always kind of been a running back that just became a slot. Well, now in this offense, I think what you're going to see is him be a running back who can catch, but not a slot back who's forced to be a running back. And there's a difference there. And so I think what you'll see is Coombs get probably upwards of 10, 15 touches. It's not going to be like William Powell. It's not going to be trying to force him the ball 15, 20, 25 times, but he's going to get a little bit of love in this offense. And so I think at least for this week, you're going to see that. We'll see how it goes. And then after we see how it kind of comes here from this week, then you got to deal with Winnipeg. Then you got to make your way into a couple more games against the West in the next little while. I think it's kind of in flux right now, but I would lean on Coombs. On the goal line, you'll probably see Malik Irons used like Mercer Timmis was. So if any fantasy people out there want to be able to use Irons, that's probably your goal line back.
Okay. Lastly, Marshall, any scoop on the Simone Lawrence appeal?
You're the scoop guy, Roddy. I don't have the scoops. I'm the boring football analyst guy. No, I think Simone is going to get the 2-game suspension. I think he deserved the 2-game suspension. I believe that he knew he deserved the 2-game suspension. When I talked to him in the locker room right after the game was done, I just said, like, what do you think they're going to do? And he said, man, honestly, anything that comes at me is probably going to be fair, because he knew they were going to throw the hammer at him. And he said, it's first game. We were too fired up. I made a stupid decision. I didn't mean to. Now, it's funny because people have misinterpreted that when I say that in Hamilton to being, well, then why did he appeal? Well, it's because the CFLPA are the ones that are in charge. Simone has never had to appeal something in his life before because he's never had a suspension levied against him. Now, there are hits that some people say maybe should have been levied against him, but he's never had one actually thrown at him where he's had to go, okay, where do I go from here? Because point A is getting the suspension. Well, what's point B? He didn't know. So he basically was just frustrated by the idea of, you know, people are calling me out, calling me names, calling me dirty, calling me this and that. And he said, I'm just trying to play football fast. But you could see from Hamilton's first drive against Saskatchewan when they took all those penalties and Delvin Bro taking the crazy, ridiculous cheap shot on William Powell on the sideline as well after the incomplete pass in that first drive. That was so unlike anything I've seen from that Hamilton team since I've been covering them in 2015. And it was really strange to see the way in which they came out of the gates so hot, so fired up, and just could not control themselves. But he deserves the 2-game suspension. I bet you didn't expect me to say that. He deserves everything that he gets, Rod. How about that?
I did not expect that, Marshall. So thank you for the honesty and the candor. And I'll let you get back to practice. Enjoying everything you do. You know I'm following you very closely. So good luck this week, and let's do it again here soon.
Thanks, brother. Congratulations on the show. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, bud. Marshall Ferguson, TSN 1150 Hamilton. Great guy. And a longtime friend, at least since he's been in the league. Now, Addison Richards is here. You were nodding your head regarding Simone Lawrence when Marshall said that he had to appeal. So you're coming at it from the player's angle. You were in that Players Association, Addison. Can you explain why you were nodding your head and agreeing with that?
Well, it's their right, regardless of if they're guilty or not. It's their right to due process and to go through the whole appeal process. Will it come out that he probably deserves the suspension? I anticipate that he will. It was a pretty blatant cheap shot, but the Players Association is there for a reason, to represent the players, and he has every right to go through that.
Well, we sit here and we wait, and I'm actually glad that we brought that up, because they're saying this decision may go till Saturday. So Simone Lawrence presented his case to the arbitrator, mediator, whatever you want to call it, yesterday. I don't know how these things work. I foolishly assumed that we would know last night. I'm sitting there going, when's the announcement? When I'm refresh, and there's nothing. And then I read this morning that it may take until Saturday. I know, and you guys know, in the big four, NHL, NBA, MLB, money talks. They would have this done already.
Yep.
It would have been open and shut. But CFL stands for cash flow low, as we know. So we have to sit and wait. And I'm a little surprised that Marshall said that he deserves the two. I was calling for one, just one, because they don't suspend anybody. you know, and now he's thinking he'll sit two. And by the way, this arbitrator, a lot of times they're not even football fans. You understand that, right? They're used to labor relations stuff, not sports. For us to guess what it would be would just be throwing a dart.
Well, it's interesting that everybody's forgotten about it. For the most part.
I haven't.
To an extent,
no,
absolutely.
But to
yeah,
an extent.
It's like it's old news.
Like,
yeah.
I haven't seen it in any of my timelines on Twitter or on Facebook. I haven't seen it on TSN. I haven't seen anybody talking about it. So it's interesting that you know, you brought it up today, and it should be top of mind because it's still a big deal.
It's a huge deal. Well, when they do rule, and again, it's a dart, but Addison, what do you think he should get, and what do you think he will get?
I think he should get two, and I think he will get two. But again, it goes back to they harped on it so much. Quarterback safety, adding another official to have that unobstructed view. And if they don't do something, then it's all lip service. It's a complete joke, and you're just not protecting the quarterbacks again. So they have to give them something to actually stand behind what they were going on about in the offseason.
Mm-hmm. Darren, do you have a prediction on how this is going to play
out? Yeah, I agree. I think he, you know, should get two. I thought he would get one until I, you know, heard the comments from Marshall. I thought, you know, now I believe he's going to get two. If Simone thinks he's going to get two and thinks he deserves it, and Marshall feels he's going to get two, I'm convinced now that they're going to hold up the original suspension.
I get it. This is the way things go. He had to appeal because that's the way things are done. It's weird, but this is it's not my deal. But this is how unions work, and I get it. Just before we break, I would ask you, please, to click share on the bottom of your window. You're watching us on Facebook Live. Click share. If you're liking the show, share it for all your friends. That's the only way that this program will grow. By the way, coming up in hour two of the program, our new NHL insider, Rich Sutter, will join us. 13 years in the NHL, now with Rogers Sportsnet, and a pro scout with the Columbus Blue Jackets. He'll be with us. What else we got, Dupes? Oh, Simon Fudge, the soccer aficionado.
And donuts.
And Jimmy Schimmel. Jimmy Schimmel. That's his real name. From Hobo Donuts. I think he just came in. I think I heard him. We'll take a break and read some of the comments from the Facebook wall when we return. It's the Rod Peterson Show on a Wednesday morning, Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Employee pricing is back. These are all pre-owned vehicles. They all have an employee price. You pay what we pay.
Check out this loaded GM-certified pre-owned 2018 Chevy Equinox. It's employee priced at just $22,998 plus tax. Or get into a GM-certified pre-owned fully loaded Cadillac CTS Luxury. It's employee priced at just $35,915 plus tax.
Employee pricing at Capital GMC.
You pay what we pay!
One of the things that I'm also running into lately is people who have been declined for marijuana use in the past.
Brian Baker with youareinsurable.ca.
Insurers will decline you for more than just your health. They'll decline you for your lifestyle. And in the past, any type of marijuana use over 2 grams a week is going to send red flags up to traditional insurers, because for those people who are suffering from chronic pain, other illnesses such as Crohn's colitis or depression for that matter, that have used marijuana as a treatment, they're probably using more than a couple of grams a week. Now we have legalized marijuana in the country, but don't expect the traditional insurers to have made that change to their underwriting policy. But I do have an insurer that will take care of the client.
If you've been declined due to cannabis, you are still insurable. Don't wait. Talk to Brian today. Brian specializes in finding critical illness, life, and disability insurance for hard-to-insure people just like you. Book your no-cost, confidential, risk-free consultation at youareinsurable.ca.
Enjoying the show? Why not join the team? We're exploding and in the market for a new top six forward. Have sales experience and ready to join a new team? Free agency is open and we want to hear from you or your agent. Send us an email to careers@dupontmedia.ca and submit your resume today. Do you have what it takes? Sports Talk on Demand. Head to rodpeterson.com to access all of the content you may have missed or want to hear again. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Wednesday morning's sports update. Make it seven straight wins for the American League in the All-Star game. Joey Gallo's solo homer in the seventh inning gave the American League a 4-3 win over the NL in Cleveland Tuesday night. The story for the American League was on the mound as nine hurlers each threw one inning and combined to allow just five hits while striking out 16. It spawned our daily Capital GMC Universal Collision Center poll, and that is, which league has the best All-Star game? Last I looked, the MLB is leading by a smidge. I think that's because people just saw their game last night, but that's who's winning. Last I looked. Actually, on our website poll, apparently different voters. Clark showing me that the NHL is out front there with 60% of the vote compared to MLB's 30%. Anyways, moving on. Raptors president Masai Ujiri says there's no need for fans to be concerned over the departure of Kawhi Leonard. He's already working on his next plan. Ujiri spoke with media for the first time since Leonard signed with the LA Clippers and told reporters he's lost no sleep. And the NBA knows that its rules on teams talking to free agents are not being followed and says it will spend the next few months figuring out a better system. Commissioner Adam Silver was speaking after the league's Board of Governors meeting and said the league is aware of tampering, that there have been prior discussions between teams and free agents. There's your Wednesday morning sports update. And again, Darren DuPont and Addison Richards in the bunker with me. I had a CFL type the other day say to me, yeah, the rule is in the CFL, teams can't talk to players. Rule doesn't say teams can't talk to agents.
Or players can't talk to players, apparently, in the NBA and make the deals happen themselves.
Right, exactly.
Talk to your agent. Tell them you're not playing until you come
to
the deal.
So the teams can't directly talk to players, but players can talk to players. Clearly it is a problem. But how much of that was going on, Addison, in your time in the CFL?
Players would certainly talk. Obviously, trying to, you know, even after games, wouldn't it be awesome if we could team up or when's your contract?
It's human nature.
It's human nature. Yeah. If you kind of appreciate a guy's skill set or talent and maybe they're not happy in their current situation, why wouldn't you want to try to bring them on board and build something? So keeps things interesting, right? If they're going to allow it, you might as well keep doing it until somebody brings the hammer down, I guess. But
that's what we have commissioners for.
That's right. Yeah, that's why they get paid the big bucks, right?
Well, so, for sure.
The and very big bucks.
Funny that Adam Silver is commenting on that, because in the CFL, it was Jeffrey Orridge who dropped the hammer on that. And if there was a legacy for his time, it would be the anti-tampering rule in the CFL. Now, they're still going to find ways around it, but he really curtailed it. Jeffrey Orridge did. And now, actually, Randy Ambrosie's working on his legacy. And Addison, before we let you run, because I got a flood of questions for you, but I'll start there on CFL 2.0 and the Mexican European invasion. It's the Beatles version of the CFL. Your take on what they're trying to do here?
I have two approaches to it. First, I think it's interesting. I mean, it seems like interest, at least globally in the league, is starting to, you know, maybe slip under what it has been. So I think trying to build that back up, bring in these other players, giving them a chance for a career essentially, is interesting. But I also think you have to maintain the C in CFL. You have to maintain that this is an opportunity for Canadian kids to have a path through university, through junior, for whatever it is, to sort of realize their dream. And if they're good enough, it all comes down to if you're good enough. And that's always what sports will be about. But I think you have to maintain that this is an opportunity for Canadians to play and then go from there. So I think it's interesting, but I think that you have to maintain the Canadian aspect to its fullest.
And my other question for you is that what I'm getting a lot, this is the hot button topic in the CFL, seems to be the BC Lions. Did they screw up by paying Mike Riley $700,000? Are they the 1-3 team that their record says, or are they going to figure this out?
I think they'll figure it out. Mike Riley hasn't been Mike Riley through four weeks. And he's taken a beating too. I can't even remember how many times he was hit against the Eskimos. I think it was in the double digits almost. The thing about them is they have a lot of former players as coaches. I mean, you have Nick Lewis, you have Clay Brooks, but guys that have been in a lot of different locker rooms, guys that know how to win. So I think they'll find their identity. I think that they'll probably fight for that three spot, maybe the crossover spot in the East. I think they'll be okay. There's just too much talent there on both sides of the ball for them to not figure it out. And if they don't figure it out, then something is really wrong.
Right, like, and they got good coaches. They're all young coaches.
They're young coaches,
but they're
for
new
sure.
coaches.
Yeah.
New together, new to the league.
Everything has to gel. Everything
right.
takes time.
So it'll take a while.
Yeah.
Well, Addison's doing a little coaching. He's doing a little broadcasting. He's doing a little schooling. You're doing a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything. Yeah, just try to, you know, figure out what that real next step is after life and football. So.
Well, you have an open chair here whenever you want it. I appreciate you coming.
Well, hey, it was very cool to be here.
Awesome. Addison Richards, Addie Gold. Follow him on Twitter, at Addie Gold. Hey, how's that?
That's good.
That's hey, love it.
We've got our next crew, our second seating coming in. Simon Fudge is here. Fudge and Donuts next hour. And our NHL insider, Rich Sutter. Wednesday morning, getting it rolling. Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
Employer pricing is back.
It is the best time to buy right now.
You pay what we pay.
It's like you work here, but you don't have to work here.
Check out this all-new 2019 GMC Sierra Double Cab. Its employee price is just $42,472 plus tax. That's only $138 per week. Plus, eligible Costco members receive preferred pricing on select vehicles and a $500 Costco cash card. Or take advantage of 0% financing up to 84 months.
You pay what we pay!
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.